Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for June 2, 2024 is based on Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through chapter 3, verse 6. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Us and Sabbath. An introduction to our reading from Mark. When we carry out God's ministry, nope, that is the same thing. That's all right. You don't need an introduction. We'll just read the gospel. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even on the Sabbath.' Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, it's time for a truthful moment with Pastor Corey. A moment where I pull back the curtain on being a pastor who's often expected to have it all together and have it all figured out and let you in to my humanness. And so here it is. I stink at keeping the third commandment. The third commandment is, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. I am terrible at keeping a Sabbath. In fact, I'm arguably worse at it than all of you. You should be the ones preaching to me today instead of me preaching to you. You have all taken time out of your busy lives to put time aside and come here today to worship. And while I am a part of that worship service that happens every Sunday, my role within the service makes it very hard for me to be truly worshipful during the service. I'm focused on the various parts of the service and making sure they happen in a manner that allows you to hopefully experience a moment of divine interaction or inspiration. Now, I could make all kinds of excuses, but they would fall short. I could worship online later on in the day with another congregation. I could try to find a congregation that has a midweek worship service and slip in the back and worship with them. But the truth is, I don't. I do find ways to nurture my faith daily throughout the week, but I do a really poor job of setting true Sabbath time aside. Not only time to worship without distraction, but time for true rest. Because Sabbath is more than just an hour of worship on a Sunday. Sabbath is meant to be a time where we disconnect from the world around us that tries to run us into the ground. A world that tells us the busier we are, the more successful we are. A world that values us for our productivity and is happy to step over us when we drop to the ground from overexhaustion. Sabbath was, and for some still is, a normative way of establishing a special identity against the surrounding culture. It would have been an important part of Jesus' Jewish identity. Philo of Alexandria, who was a writer alive during the time of Jesus, wrote the following about the Sabbath. The Sabbath's objective is to give mortals relaxation from continuous, unending toil, and by refreshing their bodies with a regularly calculated system of remissions, to send them out renewed to their old activities. Matt Skinner, a professor of New Testament at Luther Seminary, says the following about Sabbath. The purpose of Sabbath has always been to serve humankind, as opposed to making humankind serve some stern religious principle. In Deuteronomy 5, 12 to 15, God institutes the Sabbath so that people who were once toiled in slavery can forever enjoy at least a modicum of rest. And rabbinic traditions dating to a century after Jesus expressed similar teachings, including the Sabbath is handed over to you, not you to it. And profane one Sabbath for a person's sake, so that they may keep many Sabbaths. All of these sayings point to the same thing. The proper function of the Sabbath is to promote life and to extol God as a liberator. When I don't take a proper Sabbath, I don't think God gets angry at me for disrespecting the third commandment. God isn't putting my name on a list of offenders who need to pay some kind of penalty for not taking a Sabbath. Not taking a Sabbath is the penalty itself. Let me say that again. Not taking a Sabbath is the penalty itself. God isn't angry when we don't take a Sabbath, but I think God might shake God's head at us and wonder why we don't trust that the commandment was given to us for our benefit. For many, taking a Sabbath in this day and age is not easy. If you have kids, you might be so completely scheduled that you don't have a single free day throughout the week. If you're still working a full-time job, between your weekly work schedule and trying to get chores and things done around the house, you may not have a free moment. If you have a cell phone, you might be constantly distracted by the beeps, buzzes, and notifications that try to draw you back into the algorithms of keeping you distracted and busy. For a sobering statistic, I encourage you to try this. Tally up how many times you touch your cell phone during a day. Not even how long you're on it, just how many times you pick it up or you touch it. My guess is that number in one day will be greater than the number of minutes you take for relaxation throughout the entire week. I know it's that way for me when I tried it. That's pretty depressing. But here's the good news in all of this. In our reading today, Jesus shows us that the Sabbath is not something that is meant to be held over us like an oppressive rule, meant to guilt or shame us into compliance. Rather, the Sabbath is meant to enliven us and help us live life to the fullest. God knows that we cannot keep up with the grinding pace that the world wants from us because it will always demand more. 3% on my investment? I want 5. 5% on my investment? I want 7. And I'll turn my back on how you make it happen. We're at 90% productivity? How do we reach 100? We're at 100% productivity. How can we make it even better? And society has known this for centuries. It was played out even in the beginning of the Bible in the story of Adam and Eve. They had everything they needed, and yet they wanted more. Jesus shows the Pharisees, and let's be honest, Jesus shows all of us in this story that if we don't take time to care for ourselves and for the well-being of others, we will allow ourselves to be taken advantage of over and over again. Our identity should not be tied solely to our productivity and our accomplishments. Our true identity is who we were created to be by God and how we live that out. Making time for Sabbath is not always easy. Take it from your resident workaholic. Sabbath is more than just a nap on a busy day. Sabbath is more than just a week or two of vacation each year. Sabbath is an intentional time set aside for you to grow more into who God has called you to be, a chance to connect with the divine. And as a Christian, it hopefully includes time in Christian community and in worship like you all are today, but it could mean a number of other things. It could mean going to an AA meeting. It could include going to counseling. It could include a walk in the woods. It could include reading something that will challenge you to think about how to love others. It could include putting down your cell phone or going screen-free for 24 hours. It could be anything that helps you break away from the demands of the world and allows you to grow deeper into who God created you to be. Now, right now, you may truly not be able to find 24 full hours to commit to Sabbath. And that's okay. It doesn't only have to be on Sundays either. But don't give up. Find 10 minutes each day to start. Maybe find 12 hours in a row. Do whatever you are able to do right now to find that gift of Sabbath that was given to you. It won't be easy, and it will take practice, and you will fail more times than you succeed. But investing in you is important. Not because the third commandment demands it, but because God gave you permission to take time away and invest in you. Because God knows it's what you need. It's what we all need. I'll end with a little play on a famous verse that will hopefully inspire all of us, myself included, at least for a moment, if not for a full day of Sabbath this week. For God so loved the world that God gave you the Sabbath so that all who take it may be regularly created anew. Find that time for Sabbath rest. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.